News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour are brought to you by the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. As we move from the KS Arnold Greenhouse to the KS Arnold Kitchen, it is Chef John Ash. Hello there, Chef John Ash.
How are you?
I'm doing well. And Steve Garner. It's the KS Arnold Good Food Hour. Lots of interesting guests this morning on today's show. First, let us start off with a gentleman we had the pleasure of having on the show about, 5 months ago. It was back around Thanksgiving or so, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. That we had the joy of meeting Ali Bazzari. And Ali wrote a book called Ingredient, Unveiling the Essential Elements of Food. And it was, wouldn't you say, one of the most unique books on food we've ever seen?
It was like nothing I'd ever read before.
And when we got the copy of the book, we thought, oh, we have to get this guy on the show somehow. And lo and behold, he lives in Sonoma County. He's an amazing person. He's has a PhD in culinary. He's a trained chef. He's a scientist. He's an author, co-founder of Pilot R&D, which is a culinary development company, and has a PhD, as I mentioned, in food biochemistry. And he just won an IACP Cookbook Award, International Association of Culinary Professionals, just 2 weeks ago for the best reference and technical book of the year. And when we had Ali on the show, we said, this is going to win an award because it was so unique. Ingredient, Unveiling the Essential Elements of Food. And Ali made some time to call in this morning so we could chat a bit. Hi, Ali.
Where is Ali?
Where are you, Ali?
I'm in the El Yunque rainforest in Puerto Rico.
And what are you doing there?
Well, first of all, hi.
Hi.
I was just here to do a talk at the Research Chefs Association annual national conference, which last year was in Denver. And this year, I will say the following, as a Denver native, got an upgrade in terms of location. just been hanging out, spearfishing and hiking and eating delicious and strange foods.
So what is the food of Puerto Rico? I have no clue as to what goes on there.
I mean, there's a ton of banana-based fodder and plantain-based food. There's usually a heavy starch component, and then some type of either pork or chicken or fish if you're on the coast. It's very Caribbean. What's awesome is, you know, this is the land of Scotch bonnets and nahi peppers and things like that. So it's nicely spicy, and man, we're on the north coast, we were on the north coast last night, and there's all these awesome kiosks along the beach. I mean, just like hundreds of them, where everybody's selling fresh fruit and sort of like grilled shish kebab style different kinds of meat. And I bought a bottle of hot sauce that was in an old, Bacardi flask that had these ahi peppers, whole peppers, vinegar, coconut sugar, and, like, some local cloves and tamarind. And the guy basically said, this has been in this bottle for about a year and a half, and as long as you keep topping it off with vinegar, it'll sort of never die.
Well, the rainforest you're speaking to us from, where's the closest city in Puerto Rico?
There's a coastal city called Luquillo. So, that being said, we're like 45 minutes from San Juan.
Oh my God!
I'm not sure of the exact size of the island, but you know, it's about the size of like Southern California, if not smaller.
For your award-winning book, and you only found out, what, a week or 10 days ago that you won this award?
A couple Sundays ago.
A couple Sundays ago. That you wrote in the book will put voices in your head. and you will see things in a good way. Would you kind of describe what the focus, how the book differs from a traditional recipe book?
Yeah. The idea with a traditional recipe book or even traditional books on the science of food is that they're all case study based. They're all, you know, here's how you make bolognese. Here's how you peel an artichoke. Or here's the science of hollandaise sauce or brioche. This book is meant to be shouting out to all of those things and giving examples to help you along, but really focused on giving you like educated intuition about the science of food so that you don't have to have researched the thing that you're about to cook to understand sort of the universal ground rules of how literally all food, any conceivable dish or beverage or anything like that should work. And so it's sort of giving you an internal compass so that wherever you are, you know in general the direction ahead.
And the interesting thing is it's an illustrated guide.
Super highly illustrated. I am a horrendous visual artist. I cannot draw to save my life. And so I teamed up with a comic book illustrator to illustrate all of the crazy metaphors that we use in the book.
And you chose 8 ingredients, which were,
Yeah, I mean, chose is a heavy word. I think categorized what was there into those 8 sort of capital I ingredient categories. The idea is that with each of these categories, there's no type of food that you can't rationalize how it works, where, you know, you'd need more than these 8 things to explain what's going on.
I love hearing the birds in the background. We just heard some birds.
Yeah, no.
You really are.
If it was nighttime, you'd hear a chorus of the most amazing frogs.
That's really wonderful. We get a sense of being in the rainforest of Puerto Rico. The 8 ingredients are water, sugars, carbohydrates, lipids, proteins, minerals, gases, and heat. That's what you deal with in the book.
Yes, and in theory, that's what everyone who has or ever will cook, eat, or serve anything deals with in all of their food.
And you mentioned to us, I remember during the interview, you said that each ingredient has a personality.
Yes.
That's
sort of the crux of the book. Is it's a very easy read. It's, you know, maybe like 270-something pages. Most of those pages are drawings and photos. And the idea is that, you know, this is not another list of scientific factoids. This is characterizing each of these fundamental building blocks of food as, like you said, like a personality with predictable patterns. There's moments when you're cooking Thanksgiving dinner where proteins are just going to try to get the better of you. Proteins are not as trustworthy as something like sugars. Mm-hmm. Minerals you can depend on to stay put, whereas there are entire units in baking and pastry curricula that are dedicated to reining in gases in the right way.
You definitely have to look at this book. It's called Ingredient, Unveiling the Essential Elements of Food. It won the Best Reference and Technical Cookbook of the Year just 2 weeks ago at the International Association of Culinary Professionals Annual Cookbook Award. The author is Ali Bouzari. His last name is spelled Bouzari. You can find this at bookstores or order it online. You really need to look at it. And also support him, if only because he's a Sonoma County resident. And we're going to have a safe trip back from Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. When you get back, let's connect and have you come back and visit the show again, Ali.
Awesome. I love talking to you guys.
Again, congratulations on the win. Take care.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Enjoy your remaining time in the rainforest of Puerto Rico.
Do you know what's so interesting about that? You know, just there's a whole separate comment about, which I think you've probably read too, about Puerto Rico, that everybody's leaving, you know? So there's more space.
There is that. We'll take a break and we'll come back and we will unravel the mysteries of pho in a new book, The Pho Cookbook. That is The Good Food Hour continues with Chef John Ash. Hi, this is Steve Garner inviting you to listen every Saturday morning from 9 to noon for Garden Talk and The Good Food Hour on 1350 AM and 103.5 FM, KSRO.
Hello, Stan Klaus of Crandall Roofing here. You know, if you're like most people, unless you have water entering your home, you aren't thinking about your roof during the winter. But let me let you in on a little industry secret. Spring is the time of year when service is at its best and industry wait times are at their shortest. You see, if you wait till summer to start thinking about re-roofing, the best contractors will already be scheduled out for 3 or 4 months. So why put up with the hassle of waiting and waiting to get your new roof installed? Beat the rush and do it in spring. To start the process for this spring, just call Crandall Roofing at 586-2500 and we will send one of our professional consultants for a free roof estimate. That's Crandall Roofing at 707-586-2500 or find us on the web at crandallroofing.com.
Crandall Roofing is a fully licensed and insured Diamond Certified company with decades of experience and thousands of satisfied customers.
The music that inspired the greatest generation. In the Mood, America's premier big band musical, is coming to the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts Sunday, March 19th for a 2 o'clock matinee.
Sing, 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 everybody's on.
A toe-tapping nostalgic ride to yesteryear with 19 performers on stage, singers, swing dancers, and a high-energy big band that takes you back to the days of Dorsey and Goodman, Sinatra and Shaw, the Andrews Sisters, and the great Glenn Miller. For tickets, call 707-546-3600 or go online to lutherburbankcenter.org. Singing, dancing, costumes, come on, get in the mood! Sunday, March 19th, call 707-546-3600 to get in the mood.
Join us on a new path to winning with Twin Pine Casino's $100,000 Blazing Trails giveaway. Win big cash and prizes with drawings every Saturday in March and April, plus grand prize drawings March 25th and April 29th for a chance to take home two prizes, a 2017 Wolf Pup Toy Hauler and 2017 Honda ATV for all your adventures. It's the $100,000 Blazing Trails giveaway at the only place to play and stay in wine country, Twin Pine Casino and Hotel.
Why use CarClickGo.com to find your next vehicle? You'll get access to the most new and used cars in Sonoma County, like a 2011 Toyota Camry for less than $11,000 at Freeman Toyota, a 2013 Chevy Silverado $1,500 for less than $30,000 at Platinum Chevrolet, or get a 2003 convertible VW Beetle for less than $5,000 at Hansel Auto Group. Whatever you're searching for is just a short drive away by using CarClickGo.com. Find more options than you can imagine.
CarClickGo.com.
In the KS Arnold Kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with John Ash. Good morning, and delighted you decided to join us this morning, celebrating 30 years of bringing you the best in food and wine from all over the Bay Area and, of course, all over the country. On the line with us, an author who we've had the pleasure of talking with several times before over the years for her previous cookbooks. Her new one is a really wonderful cookbook. It's called The Faux Cookbook, and it's by author chef Andrea Guyen. Her last name is spelled N-G-U-Y-E-N. She has also written some terrific books called Into the Vietnamese Kitchen, one of the best ones. I think that was the first time we had Andrea on the show about 10 years ago. Then Asian Dumplings, and then the Banh Mi Cookbook, and this is her newest one. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back.
You're welcome. You're right on the cutting edge of all of the food that millennials and everybody else loves in America.
I don't know how that happened. It just so happens to be the food that I love, too. Yeah. So it's sort of a win-win situation, you know?
Well, you grew up eating pho, the soup. It's spelled P-H-O, for those that have not experienced this, in Vietnam. And then, of course, moved here to the States when you were just a little kid. Continued to enjoy pho. And I'm sure your mom continues to make it to this day, huh?
Well, to tell you the truth, nowadays my mom likes to take delivery of frozen pho kits made by me. I know.
Well, she's earned that right, yeah. I guess.
That's what I think so. I mean, it's sort of like her dividend for having really made so much wonderful pho for us to eat when we were growing up. And we were, you know, no longer able to access pho shops like we did when we lived in Saigon.
You know, the beginning of the book, it starts off, Steve and I were both saying before before you came on that we love the book because of the history that it gave us a sense of the food of Vietnam, the politics of Vietnam, and how this particular dish expressed itself both in the North and the South. But there's an opening sentence, I think the second sentence of the book, in which you're talking about rice. Do you have that in front of you?
Yes, I sure do. And it's the opening paragraph.
Yes. Can you read that?
Sure. Pho is the element is okay. Pho is so elemental to Vietnamese culture that people talk about it in terms of romantic relationships. Rice is the dutiful wife that you can rely on, we say. Pho is the flirty mistress that you slip away to visit.
That's great. It's beautiful. Pho is enjoyed a lot of times for breakfast, is it not, in Vietnam?
It is a breakfast item. And, hot soup is a great means to cool your body down. So, in the either hot or hotter parts of Vietnam, like Saigon, where it's just, you either have, dripping hot weather or just hot weather. When you have pho for breakfast, it really helps you kind of adjust your body temperature to the humidity that's out there. But for me, I found that having pho in the morning and a cup of Vietnamese coffee as well, it just kind of helps you situate yourself so that you can work your way right into the stream of traffic and the crowds when I'm traveling in Vietnam.
The interesting thing about Vietnam is, at least the times I've been there, is that people are eating all the time. They never stop eating. There really isn't breakfast, lunch, and dinner, is there?
There really isn't. And the wonderful thing is you have, a small bowl of pho in the morning. If you get it really early, you maybe get one at 7 o'clock in the morning. And then by around 9 a.m., you're ready for another snack. And there are snack options all around.
So in its elemental form, what is pho?
Well, we think of it as a noodle soup, Vietnam's national dish made of rice noodles and a clear broth that's very fragrant with spices, and a lot of people think of that as being a beefy rendition, but there are a lot of different renditions of pho noodle soup. The other thing that pho is about the noodle itself. And so that explains why when you go to a pho restaurant, you'll see a section for the noodle soup. And then you'll see sections that include stir-fried rice noodles or pan-fried rice noodles, because the word pho refers to the noodle soup as well as the noodle itself.
Mm. And there is this difference between North and South Vietnam. For those who will look at their map right now, Vietnam is this long, narrow country. And the people in the North are different than the people in the South, and so is the pho.
That's very true. And I call that the regional pho fight. Mm-hmm. You've got the Northerners, the Hanoians. Think about that. Think of Hanoi as the Northerners, and that's the capital of Vietnam. It's around Hanoi that pho originated in the early part of the 20th century, and it was a very humble, pure, simple bowl of noodles in broth. And by the time that it got down to the southern part of the country, Saigon, mostly around the 1950s when the country was split in two, the bowl suddenly became bigger. The portions were bigger. The broth was a little bit sweeter. And then there are all the garnishes that we're familiar with in the States. And so the Northerners will say, those Southerners corrupted pho. They made everything bigger. They made everything sweeter. And they have put all those foreign things in the bowl. And the Southerners will say about Northern pho, they'll say, oh, my gosh, they're so chintzy with the portions. And the broth is so bland. It's salty more than sweet. And there are no garnishes. It's so strict.
Which one is better?
I like to say it's the bowl in front of me at that time.
Yeah. Well, one of the things you point out in the book, I just thought that it was something that you always did, and I guess it's the Northerners who would not be happy about this, is squirting hot sauce and hoisin sauce and doing all that stuff in the soup. You don't do that if you're a Northerner, I guess, huh?
You don't, because that's sacrilegious. You're spoiling, the nuanced broth that's took hours to procure. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the thing is that, like, in the South, and I went to go eat pho with relatives of mine in Saigon who are in their 70s, and they blatantly squirt the hoisin sauce in mm-hmm. and the hot sauce with no, you know, with no care. And so it's, you know, pho is ultimately what I want to get across to people is it's a, the ultimate habit your way. Dish.
Well, you wrote, and, if you know how to boil water, you can master Vietnamese national dish. Is it really that easy?
It really is. There are, you know, there's a lot of myths about pho. For example, I've read so many times where a pho shop owner will tell someone, it takes me 12 hours or an overnight cooking process to make this pho for you. And of course it does, because they're serving like 100, 200 people. And you guys know, you know, when you're small batching it at home, it doesn't take that long. And, you know, that's why in the book there are renditions for making pho noodle soup that, you know, go from 40 minutes using, you know, by doctoring up canned or boxed broth, or you can use a pressure cooker that mm-hmm. takes like an hour and a half, or you can do a traditional, you know, long simmer in a stock pot that takes maybe 4 or 5 hours. And all of those methods have merit, and so, you know, people can fit pho into their lives. It's not a difficult thing.
I loved how you broke down the chapters: masterful recipes, adventurous pho, pho add-ons, pan-fried, stir-fried, deep-fried pho, and then all the ingredients. You list that very carefully, very logically laid out. Then you have the tips, tricks, and techniques, and then you have some unusual techniques. And besides that, at the end, you have some great recipes for, like, the pho spice blend, the noodle blend. I love this recipe, and this is something I'm going to try. The cashew coconut and cabbage salad. Mm-hmm. That really piqued my interest, Andrea. And then coconut coffee. I mean, you're just on all the cylinders. This speaks to me.
Well, you know, thank you so much for saying that, because you can have a whole little pho fest in your home.
That's great. So I have a question for you about one of the recipes, which I've never seen before, are the fried breadsticks.
Yes.
And you eat those alongside. You don't put them in the soup. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
So fried breadsticks, for those of you who have eaten Chinese juk or rice porridge, they are oftentimes a side dish that people would then, you know, they're sort of like a churro in or a pair of chromosomes. Let's think about it that way. Big deep-fried chromosomes that sort of look like a donut.
Yeah, because there's a picture in the book, and now I'll never forget it.
Well, I don't know how else to describe it, you know. Yeah. And so they're deep-fried, and they're a savory addition. And you want to think of them as almost like a crouton, a deep-fried crouton, and that you would dip that into your soup. And the Northerners in Hanoi started enjoying the deep-fried breadsticks with pho during the Vietnam War when they had a lack of rice and rice noodles. But what they did have was a lot of subsidized wheat from the Soviet Union. And so the breadsticks are Chinese. And so some of the Chinese cooks in town said, hey, this is a business opportunity. And so they started making them and serving them alongside the pho. And what happens was, and I was totally incredulous when I first experienced them in 2003 in Hanoi, they're rich and they're fatty. Mm-hmm. And so if you're like in a situation where your pho broth is a little lean, or you just want to have like this little extra richness, you dip that into the broth, and it's really quite lovely.
It sounds beautiful. The book is The Pho Cookbook, P-H-O Cookbook by Andrea Nguyen. Her last name is spelled N-G-U-Y-E-N. It's the book on Vietnam's favorite soup and noodles. You can make this at home. Your family, your friends will be impressed. You'll be well-nourished, and you'll be happy because it's a lot of fun, and there's a lot of creativity into
it. So what's your next book? Are you working on one?
I'm thinking about it. I'm working on it. You know, the book has done really phenomenally well. And, you know, which is such a warm sign to me that American cooks are really into discovering new new food ideas. And that's so heartwarming. And so I'm thinking about a book that will really bring pho into a lot of American home kitchens on a regular basis.
Well, we want to have you back. And sometime if you ever get up to Sonoma County, you always have an invitation to sit in with John and me, Andrea.
And bring one of those frozen kits with you.
Yeah.
Will do, gentlemen.
Nice talking with you as always.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Andrea Nguyen. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we will talk cheese, the Artisan Cheese Festival. This is the big one in Petaluma, the 11th year. We will be broadcasting live from the show next week. We'll tell you how you can get tickets and also a chance to win some tickets during the next half hour. Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash in the KSRO kitchen.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Kevon Looney, and this is the home of Golden State Warriors play-by-play, 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
Downtown is thriving. It's the heartbeat of Santa Rosa. Aside from food, drink, shopping, and entertainment, there are plenty of options to stay fit.
Hi, this is Brett from the Trek Bicycle Store. We live in the most incredible county to ride a bike. Whether you enjoy riding on the road, in the mountains, or on the way to work, we've got you covered at the Trek Bicycle Store on Mendocino and 7th.
Come to Tone for Pilates, breath-centered yoga, and dance. We welcome people of all fitness levels, women and men. You'll find the joy and movement at Tone. We're on Ross Street, downtown.
Hi, this is Danny at Heart and Soul Sports. We have all the great running shoes. We also have clothing line to go with those. Love to fit you in any way we can. Heart and Soul Sports, corner of 4th and Brookwood, just up from downtown.
There are many ways to maintain good health downtown. The heartbeat of Santa Rosa. See more and learn more at srcity.org/downtown.
It's crab feed season at the Tides Wharf Restaurant in Bodega Bay. Sitting right on the water with gorgeous views of the bay, the Tides Wharf Restaurant serves fresh local seafood and American cuisine year-round. Starting Friday, January 13th, their popular crab feeds are back with fresh-caught chilled crab, their famous clam chowder, pasta, salad, and French bread. Served from 5 to 9 p.m., reservations are recommended. Call the Tides Wharf Restaurant at 875-3652 or go online to inatthetides.com. Make a weekend of it and book a room. Special room rates for crab feed guests. Each room at the Inn at the Tides has a view of the bay and fireplace rooms are available. You can enjoy breakfast at the Tides Wharf Restaurant starting at 7 a.m. Get your reservation for the Tides Wharf Restaurant crab feeds, only available twice each month through March. So call now, 875-3652 or online at inatthetides.com.
Don't miss the 29th annual Sonoma County Home and Garden Show this weekend at the fairgrounds. See hundreds of exhibits and find the perfect solutions for all your spring home and garden projects. Meet Clint Harp, the entertaining and creative wood genius from HDTV's Fixer Upper. Tour our tiny house village and see why this innovative style of living may be the answer for you. For fresh inspiration and money-saving ideas, this is the place to be. The 29th annual Sonoma County Home and Garden Show this weekend at the fairgrounds. Sponsored by the Press Democrat.
If you have hard water, the Limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
A bit cloudy for today, high 63, 58 on the coast, mostly cloudy tonight, low 50, 53 on the shores. Overcast and possible rain for Sunday at 67, 59 in Bodega Bay. Cloudy and a bit rainy for Monday at 62, 60 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash. We have been privileged to be part of the California Artisan Cheese Festival since its beginning many, many years ago, and we will be taking the show on the road next Saturday down to the Petaluma Sheraton for the 11th annual California Artisan Cheese Festival. Michelle Markovitz, who is part of producing the show, is in the KSRO kitchen this morning. You've brought a cheesemaker along with you. And you wanted to give us some of the highlights of what we don't want to miss next weekend.
It is so exciting. 11 years. And I have to tell you that our cheesemaker who is here in the studio with us, Liam Callahan from Bellwether Farms, has been at all 11 of the festival. So I think there's seven cheesemakers who've been there since the beginning. Yeah. So it's pretty incredible.
Well, when we heard there was going to be a cheese festival in Petaluma, we decided we would look like idiots if we weren't involved, right?
Right.
Yeah, so but it's been a lot of fun because there's people come back every year. They really enjoy the atmosphere, seeing what new products people are bringing out and revisiting old friends and familiar products that they don't see. There's a lot of options out there. Not every store has a complete mix, and you get to meet most of the cheesemakers are able to attend, so it's a lot of fun.
Do either of you know how many cheesemakers were involved in the first festival?
I don't know.
Honestly, it wasn't very many.
Well, it was at least seven because there's been seven. Yeah, so
And I don't have a head count on that.
It's grown exponentially over 11 years. So Fridays are the tours. Are those all sold out at this point?
We have only one spot, and that is for the North Sacramento tour.
Okay.
So if you want to, if you're in that area or you know someone who's in that area, this is really fascinating. We just started doing tours in the Sacramento area last year. So we've got another one where you're going to go out to Pedroso Dairy. You're going to go to Fiscalini. I mean, it's really some great stuff, some wonderful cheeses and a lunch and a great behind the scenes tour. So
and that's March 24th, Friday.
Right. And that's the only one. And that begins and ends in Sacramento.
And what does it cost?
The cost for the tours is $135 per person, and they're very popular. We put these on sale on the 1st of January, and some are sold out by the 5th of January. Like, they're gone.
Remarkable.
So,
what else is going on this coming Friday?
On Friday the 24th at the California Artisan Cheese Festival in the evening, we've combined two very popular events at the festival. We have always had a chef and cheesemaker sort of event, and we've always had in the past couple of years, a cheesemonger and cheesemaker event. A cheesemonger is a cheese expert. They're the ones that you would find at cheese shops or at your favorite cheese counter. And we're putting all of this together. So there's going to be so much food. It's going to be incredible. The cheesemongers, we've got 25 who are competing, and they each have been assigned a cheese from one of our cheesemakers, and they're composing their best bite. It could be something that's on a cracker with a little bit of jam with that cheese, or they do all kinds of really incredible, fun pairings. They use olive oils, vinegars, dried fruit, all kinds of wonderful things. So it's really fun. Then our chefs, they were notified a little bit earlier about which cheese they were going to be using, and they are incorporating their cheese into a cooked dish. Mm. And it could be sweet, it could be savory. Mm-hmm. I do have a list of some of the ones that we already know.
Would you
are
tell
coming.
Us? Yeah.
Sure. Well, let me tell you about John Ash and Company because they're participating. They are using Face Rock Creamery. Face Rock is out of Washington State. They're great cheese, and they are doing a cheese and jam filled donut. Ooh. So they're going to be making fresh donuts on site. It is a fresh sugared donut filled with Face Rock Creamery, apricot honey fromage blanc, and house made blackberry jam.
That gets my vote. and that's all Friday night. It's $75 a person. Mm-hmm. People can attend this. There's still some tickets available for this?
Yes, we do still have tickets. And not only do you get to go around and taste these cooked bites and taste the fresh bites, but our cheesemakers are there as well. And we're doing our best to sort of arrange it so that you will see a cheesemonger with their cheese, and say it's Bellwether Farms, and then you've got your cheesemaker, and then the next table over is the cooked bite with your chef.
Oh,
so you really get a chance to explore what that cheese can do, what expression they are doing with those cheeses, and the versatility of an artisan
and
cheese.
And the talk. I think a lot of times, kind of food events, it becomes kind of a feeding frenzy, and you know, the poor chef or the or the cheesemakers, and we're just head down, you know, trying to get it out.
Right. So, it does give our cheesemakers a chance to really shine and be able to show off their cheese in the best way.
Then on Saturday, there's the morning and afternoon sessions. Mm-hmm. Those are still available
at
this
point? Yep, we do. Yeah. We do have our beer seminar did sell out. So that one is gone. That's a cheese and curds. Very, very fun. And beer. We have a spot left for an introduction to California cheese, past, present, and future. That's in the afternoon with Kiri Fisher. She's from the Cheese School of San Francisco. Great. That one's going to be a lot of fun. We do have a seminar that actually Liam's going to be involved with Jennifer Bice from Redwood Hill Farm and Creamery. Mm-hmm. And this is led by Janet Fletcher. She is fantastic. Yeah. Very, very knowledgeable. And this one's going to be really fun. This is the morning session from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. on Saturday, March 25th. It's called Mighty Morphing Milk. And so basically what you're going to learn is you'll taste milk and then you'll also taste it in different forms, as it is maybe made into a yogurt or a fresh cheese and then an aged cheese.
Marvelous.
So, yeah.
Well, let's taste the couple of cheeses you brought in, Liam. What should we start with?
Well, we should start with the ricotta. So this is our whole milk basket ricotta. It's made with 100% Jersey cow's milk. We're really excited. It just won the U.S. Cheese Championship last week in the best of class ricotta in the U.S. So we hand ladle this into these baskets, which it is sold in, but it's really got a really nice mouthfeel, and I'm going to pass this plate.
Pass it to John. John should do the ceremonial cutting of the cheese.
The cutting? Better be careful about that.
Watch what you're saying there.
it's just beautiful.
It is really beautiful. You know, one of the things that I especially love about your ricotta is how versatile it is, not only as an ingredient, but in this beautiful presentation. I think my favorite way to eat it is just drizzle honey on it and eat it.
And that's generally what we do, something very, a simple garnish, either sweet or savory. You can do it with roast vegetables on the side. I think it makes a wonderful lasagna, don't get me wrong, because it stays in place. Yeah. It doesn't run all over like the some of the more industrial ricotta.
And is this available in stores now?
Yeah, it is. It is. And most of the specialty grocers.
And you make a sheep's milk version.
We do. And that has more limited in terms of availability, but it is a traditional Italian style. So we only make it as a byproduct when we make our aged sheep milk cheeses.
We'll take a break at that point. Michelle Marquess from the Artisan Cheese Festival joining Liam Callahan, cheesemaker at Bellwether Farms, Chef John Ash, Steve Garner in the KS Arto Kitchen, talking about the Artisan Cheese Festival next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Tickets are available for some of the events still. Best way is to go online, Michelle?
Right, artisancheesefestival.com.
We'll be right back.
This is Steve Jackson, host of The Drive, Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. on 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO. If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's fun to shop healthy. Your food is fresh and provided by local farmers and ranchers. These farmers offer the freshest local produce and select beef, pork, lamb, chicken, seafood, and freshly made sausage. A variety of cheese, eggs, and dairy are all at the market. In March, the farmers bring fresh salad mix. Parsons Homegrown is back with delicious organic heirloom tomatoes. Enjoy the Beet Generation's colorful array of fresh beets. An amazing selection of orchids are back. Shop their creative local artisans and sample fresh-made pastries and bread that is still warm. Select one of Dominique's beautiful cherry pies. Enjoy breakfast or lunch from their variety of prepared foods. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, winner of the Bohemian's Best Of Award, is open year-round, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 till 1 p.m. at the Luther Burbank Center. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's fun to shop healthy. Your food is fresh and provided by local farmers and ranchers. These farmers offer the freshest local produce and select beef, pork, lamb, chicken, seafood, and freshly made sausage. A variety of cheese, eggs, and dairy are all at the market. In March, the farmers bring fresh salad mix. Parsons Homegrown is back with delicious organic heirloom tomatoes. Enjoy the Beet Generation's colorful array of fresh beets. An amazing selection of orchids are back. Shop their creative local artisans and sample fresh-made pastries and bread that is still warm. Select one of Dominique's beautiful cherry pies. Enjoy breakfast or lunch from their variety of prepared foods. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, winner of the Bohemian's Best Of Award, is open year-round, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 till 1 p.m. at the Luther Burbank Center. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
As we celebrate St. Patrick's Day this month, you don't have to be Irish to feel lucky. North Bay Nissan will take care of that. Just follow the rainbow of savings to North Bay Nissan in Petaluma and discover this pot of gold.
North Bay Nissan is celebrating St. Patrick's Day with incredible leases available on 8 different models with zero down. That's right, zero down. For example, lease a new 2017 Sentra SR for $169 a month plus tax with zero down for 36 months. Zero security deposit. 12,000 miles per year with 15 cents per mile penalty over 36,000 miles. Plus finance through NMAC. Sentra SR number 3N1AB78P0HY212422. Zero down leases are available on 7 other 2017 Nissan models as well. See dealer for details. Sale ends 3/31/17.
Get over to North Bay Nissan for the St. Patrick's Day sale with zero down. It's your day at North Bay. Just off the 101 in Petaluma and NorthBayNissan.com. North Bay Nissan, a proud member of the Avante Auto Group.
North Bay Nissan.
Community pride, it's all inside.
We're Petaluma proud.
If you think a home refresh might pick up your spirits right now, the most economic first step would be new window coverings. Shopping for a single window treatment? Redecorating your entire home? Or looking for a great design idea? Don't go to the internet. The best local professionals are right in your backyard. From the moment you step through the door at Blinds Direct in Petaluma, you'll experience why shopping local just makes good sense when you're looking for custom window fashions and interior design ideas. The staff at Blinds Direct has received extensive training on everything windows and proudly represents Hunter Douglas window coverings. Locally owned for almost 30 years, Blinds Direct will give you the best possible service, including home visits and installation. 420 Lakeville Street in Petaluma or blindsdirectpetaluma.com. Blinds Direct is
Petaluma Proud.
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
We have some great guests in the KSRO kitchen today. I'm Steve Garner. That wouldn't be me. I'm not talking about myself as a great guest. I'm talking about Chef John Ash, as always, my permanent co-host. Liam Callahan from Bellwether Farms, the cheesemaker of that marvelous cheese operation in Petaluma. Michelle Marquess from the Artisan Cheese Festival, the 11th annual taking place next weekend at the Petaluma Sheraton. Talked about Friday's events, talked about Saturday's seminar. Saturday night, what's going on that's still available?
Saturday, we have some really fun new events. The World of Spirits has completely blown up, and so there are so many local distilleries that it would be a shame not to take advantage of the fact that they're here. So for the first time at the Cheese Festival, we will have an event called Cheese and Cocktails. Cool. It's a two-hour tasting. You get to go around 9 different local distilleries, including quite a few of them actually from Sonoma County. We have a couple in the Greater Bay Area, and then 20 cheesemakers. So you get to walk around, taste these wonderful artisan cheeses, and do a spirits pairing on your own. Some will be poured just, you know, neat as the plain spirit, and others will actually make a little cocktail. So you get to try a cocktail with those cheeses too. Oh,
and it
so
works?
Much fun. Oh yeah.
Really?
Totally.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. And then that evening we also have two different cheesemaker dinners. These are fantastic. They're both happening in the town of Sonoma. One is at Park 121 at Cornerstone, where Sunset Magazine is. The other is at Sweet D. This is an event space that's put together by the Girl and the Fig. And so each of these are multi-course dinners with cheese, artisan cheese at each course. Our cheesemakers are actually there too. Mm-hmm. They're going to talk about the cheese and how it's used in the different dishes. Wine, beer, and cider paired with any of the courses. And it's really going to be a lot of
beautiful.
Fun.
Beautiful. And then Sunday's the big artisan Sunday's marketplace.
Awesome. Yes. We have sold out of the Bubbles and Brunch. That one is sold out. The Cheese Twins, do you know these guys? Mm-hmm. They're great. Charlie and Michael Kalish, cheese experts, and they will be hosting the brunch. They've created the menu, and we've got Gloria Ferrer bubbles that are being poured. It is a multi-course brunch and gives you early access into the Sunday marketplace. The marketplace is insane. It's so much fun. We've got 90 producers there. Two huge tents. You get to go around with your logo glass, your insulated bag, go around and taste and sample and sip. We've got winemakers, cider, beer.
And buy.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So if you're looking for this wonderful whole milk ricotta or whatever you're looking for, this is the place that you can actually buy it and keep it in your little bag and walk around and have so much fun. That's really great.
What is the next cheese that you brought, Liam?
This cheese is called Blackstone, and it's a mixed milk cheese. So it's got two milks from both Jersey cows and sheep's milk. And we age it anywhere from 3 to 6 months, depending on the season and how it's, demand during the year. This one is closer to 6 months. It has peppercorns scattered throughout, just because I think pepper and cheese is just a great combination. And once more, it has pepper, very finely ground pepper rubbed on the outside, as well as vegetable ash. And a very fine rosemary that it doesn't taste herbed, but if you don't have the rosemary there, you do miss it. It adds a savory meatiness to the rind that really does contribute.
So can I ask you just why mix milks? Why does...
Well, you know...
Because you can.
That's really one of the... one. Good reason, and that's a fun thing about cheese making. You can do just about everything, but no, there are, you know, people think of milk and they think of individual species and the different milks and some of the characteristics that those milks are known for. Well, when you mix them, you get a hybrid and you get some of both, and it really becomes an entirely new thing, different but joined with the other two. And so cow's milk cheeses are known for caramel notes quite often, more of a mouthfeel kind of cheese body. And sheep's milk gets more minerality, maybe a little bit more animal, a little bit more tanginess at times. But when you combine them, you can have a cheese that expresses both of those. And it's very commonly done in Europe. It's less so here. Mostly because many of our cheesemakers are spread out very far away from, and you don't have a lot of options for milk. We're very fortunate here in Northern California to have options for milk. Of course, I have a sheep dairy. That's a big part of the puzzle. But we also have some great local cow milk producers as well that we're able to tap into. And so it's just been a way to do it. Another thing that I think is really important is that, I'm always struggling with the fact of how expensive my cheeses are. It's a real issue for some people. They don't get a chance, or they just don't want to invest that much in trying a cheese that's approaching $40 a pound at retail. And I'm not getting rich on them, but it is what it costs by the time it goes.
So there is a statistic about how much milk it takes to make a pound of cheese or something. What is that?
Yeah, and so it really depends on the recipe, of course, because if I'm going to make something like a chèvre or a fromage blanc, is a more generic term, for a fresh white cheese that's spreadable, we may get, depending on the animal, as high as 30% in sheep, is 15 to 20% in cow. It could be as high as 40% in sheep if it's a very wet version of it. Because sheep's milk does have as much as 50 to 60% more solids in it going in. But the problem is, so per pound of cheap milk, you get that much more cheese, your yield comes out of it. But the problem is sheep give so little milk. Your typical sheep is only going to give you 3 to 4 pounds of milk a day, and they don't milk as long either, whereas a cow will give you 50 to 100 pounds of milk a day, and a goat can give you, anywhere from 6 to 8 pounds of milk a day.
So that certainly factors into the price.
It is, and they don't milk as long, so there's a shortened season, and there's a longer period without, but you're feeding them the whole year. I mean, that animal doesn't just go away and vapor.
Why don't we mention that Clark Wolf at the Table is live today. Many times it's recorded, but Clark will be in the studio following the Good Food Hour. Why don't you pass over a little bit of that cheese? Yeah. We'd certainly like to test this cheese, try this cheese.
So this is like your cow's milk pepata, correct?
It is. We were looking for something that we could do that would start to work with both cheeses, both milks. And in deciding which one, I still want to do a mixed milk without peppercorn of the two, the milks. But the first one that we sort of started working on had the right size form. It's a different shape than our pepato, but it's a good size. We wound up going with the peppercorn. I just like the flavor, and That's how it went. So it's not meant, it's not really a substitute for, because I think it has very different flavors. With that Jersey milk just brings it, the caramel notes to it.
We'll be taking a break at this point. Be right back with a few closing comments from cheesemaker Liam Callahan from Callahan Bellwether down in Petaluma, California, the site of the 11th annual Sonoma County Artisan Cheese Festival. You can participate next Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Just go online to see what events are still available. And, of course, come visit Chef John Ash and me from 9 to noon. Gwen will be there for Garden Talk and then the Good Food Hour from 11 till noon next week.
What about those tickets?
And we have some tickets to give away, don't we, Michelle?
I think that you do.
Why, we certainly do. We have a pair of tickets to give away to the Cheesemakers, Chefs, and Cheesemongers, The Ultimate Best Bite, Friday, March 24th from 6 to 9. Liam, what's your favorite number today between 1 and 12?
Want me to announce it?
Yes, okay. Announce it.
We'll go with 9.
Caller number 9 at 636-1350. Caller number 9 will win this pair of tickets to attend next Friday's big Ultimate Best Bite at the Sheraton in Petaluma, California. Caller number 9, 636-1350.
Coast to coast, late night, all night, on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hey, this is George Adair with Bay Equity Home Loans. Did you get a second mortgage or home equity line of credit before the mortgage meltdown? If so, you might be in for a big shock, because many of these loans have balloon payments or scheduled payment increases after the first 10 years. Now, I don't know about you, but the last thing I want to deal with is a higher house payment or an unexpected balloon payment. To find out if or when your loan payment is going to increase, or if you have a balloon payment, call the mortgage experts at Bay Equity Home Loans right now. We specialize in helping people just like you replace equity lines of credit before they become a problem. Call Bay Equity Home Loans at 707-583-8100. Again, that's 583-8100, or go online to bayequityloans.com. With offices in Santa Rosa, Roner Park, and Petaluma, Bay Equity is your home for loans.
Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval, NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law, and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act.
Fun and cheese go together at the 11th Annual California Artisan Cheese Festival. 3 days of cheese bliss in Sonoma Wine Country, March 24th through the 26th. On Friday, join 24 chefs and 24 rock star cheesemongers under the big top to see who'll make the ultimate best bite. Learn from the experts at the Saturday seminars and experience 2 new events on Saturday night. First, it's Cheese and Cocktails, the perfect opportunity for you to taste, compare, and pair California's best cheeses and spirits. Then Wine and Dine with the Cheesemakers, an intimate multi-course dinner with some of the most talented cheesemaker superstars. On Sunday, stroll through the renowned artisan cheese tasting and marketplace, where you can meet, buy, and taste from over 90 artisan producers, showcasing the best of local cheese, wine, beer, ciders, and other specialty foods. It's cheese, cheese, and more cheese, March 24th through the 26th at the Sheraton Hotel in Petaluma. For tickets and information, go to artisancheesefestival.com. artisancheesefestival.com.
This March, you'll be seeing plenty of green. Oh, sure, it's St. Patrick's Day this month, but you'll also be saving plenty of green cash at Hyundai of Petaluma. Lease a new Hyundai for just $99 a month. Even the magic of a leprechaun couldn't match that deal.
Hyundai of Petaluma is offering incredible lease options on 6 of Hyundai's top models for just $99 a month, plus tax for 36 months, with as low as $2,250 due at signing, depending on vehicle choice. Excludes tax, license, and first month's payment. Zero security deposit. 10,000 miles per year with 20 cents per mile over 30,000 miles. See dealer for details. Offers end 3/31/17.
$99 a month and peace of mind with America's best warranty. A 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. A limited powertrain warranty. That's Hyundai. Hyundai's unmatched commitment to dependability. Save your green now with the St. Patrick's Day sale at Hyundai of Petaluma, just off the 101. PetalumaHyundai.com, a proud member of the Avante Auto Group.
News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
It is the KSRO Good Food Hour. Steve Garner and Chef John Ash in the KSRO kitchen. Thank you, Liam Callahan from Bellwether Farms, for bringing these extraordinary cheeses in for us to taste.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And congratulations on
the big win.
Yeah, both of these were U.S. cheese champions just last week.
Just remarkable. And Michelle, thank you so much for coming in to talk about the Artisan Cheese Festival. What's the best way to find out what events are still available?
ArtisanCheeseFestival.com. You can click on the tickets link there and see what's available. We'd love to have you join us.
Really that simple?
That's it. ArtisanCheeseFestival.com.
Gotta love technology, right?
All the technology. And we'll have some really great guests, I'm sure, on the Saturday program.
Yes.
We've got a few percolating at this moment, mm-hmm. so we want to make sure that if you can join us, at least you listen to the show.
I'm sorry? Aging.
Oh, not percolating. Aging. We have some guests aging. In the aging room, actually,
exactly.
right now.
That's
so
right.
They will really be ready for next Saturday. So we will talk again next Saturday, both for Garden Talk. Actually, we're going to have a couple of really interesting Garden Talk guests who are based in Petaluma with Gwen and me, and then John, you, me, and several cheesemakers and
I can't
cheese
wait.
Personalities.
I can't wait.
Does that sound like a plan?
That's going to be fun.
Okay, thank you, Michelle,
sure.
for organizing all
Anytime.
This and being part of organizing the entire festival. It's just spectacular. Clark Wolf at the table live following the news. This is KSRO Santa Rosa.
This is 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO K278.